From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Senate Democrats held a private meeting last night, apparently to discuss trade-offs over health care legislation. Majority Leader Harry Reid says they're still waiting on an assessment of revisions to the bill to see what impact they would have.
We still await word from the now famous Congressional Budget Office to find out what they're going to do with the manager's amendment. But I'm confident that the amendment will make our bill even stronger.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats have convinced themselves that they're producing landmark health care reform legislation.
I hear that the president says, and others say, let's make history. Well, there's been much history made, but much of it has actually been bad, right?
President Obama has requested a meeting with Senate Democrats to discuss health care legislation today. Vast numbers of previously lost emails from the White House of former President George W. Bush have been found and are to be restored. The Obama administration agreed to carry out the restoration. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Two watchdog groups sued the Bush administration over the lost emails and have now settled with the Obama administration. Emails will be restored from 94 specific days. Among the Bush administration controversies on those days, the criminal probe into the leak of Valerie Plame's ID as a CIA covert officer. Melanie Sloan heads up one of the watchdog groups, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
We are, for example, interested in emails from the Office of the Vice President. Once the Department of Justice indicated they wanted to have all records preserved in the leak investigation.
But the potentially recoverable emails span 30 months, more than 22 million messages, so many that the administration can't afford to resurrect them all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A suicide car bomb killed at least 8 people and wounded 40 more in a heavily guarded district in Kabul this morning. NPR's Soraya Zahardi-Nelson has a report from Kabul.
Officials at the scene say that the car bomb went off in front of the house of former Afghan Vice President Ahmadzia Massoud, killing two of his guards. Officials suspect Massoud, who is the brother of the much-revered Northern Alliance commander Ahmad Shah Massoud, was the intended target. His brother was killed by suicide bombers posing as journalists a few days before 9/11. Also damaged was a heavily fortified hotel near Massoud's home that is frequented by foreigners, although no one was injured there. The bombing occurred moments before President Karzai began speaking at a conference across town on fighting corruption in his government. An eyewitness who works at a company on the same street as the blast told NPR that passersby ran screaming from the area after the explosion. He said many of them were carrying the wounded as police response was slow, a frequent criticism in the aftermath of attacks here. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR. Japanese stock prices finished lower today. The Nikkei average was down by 22 points, or 0.2%. Wells Fargo has announced that it will soon offer new stock in order to repay the $25 billion bailout from the U.S. government when markets plummeted last year. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Wells Fargo is the latest in a series of banks that say they plan to repay funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Hours earlier, Citigroup said it will repay $20 billion in taxpayer-funded loans. And last week, Bank of America announced it had fully repaid the $45 billion it received in TARP loans. Once those loans have been repaid, banks are freed from the extra government oversight that accompanied the loans. They'll also regain the ability to offer large bonuses as part of executive compensation, which many feel is important to remaining competitive. Those bonuses may be smaller this time around, though, because some banks have diverted monies from bonus funds in order to repay the government sooner. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The executive chairman of Ford Motor Company met with President Obama yesterday and endorsed the administration's handling of the struggling auto industry. Bill Ford credited the president for stepping in to help General Motors and Chrysler and prevent auto suppliers from collapsing. Ford said that the administration acted swiftly and forcefully, and it worked. GM and Chrysler received billions of dollars in federal aid to go through bankruptcy. Ford Motor Company avoided taking federal help. Bill Ford delivered a list of recommendations to the Commerce Department that was developed at a Detroit business summit on ways to revitalize the economy. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.